Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Now we're going to turn our attentions to horse racing in the programme. What a massive weekend of Irish horse racing we have to look forward to. And we're going to say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland now, who kindly joins us on the programme. Martin, big weekend ahead.
Yes, indeed. I have to say, one of the most eagerly anticipated weekends, I suppose, of the whole year. You'd have to say, all right, Barry, you know, six Group 1 races over the 2 days, Irish Champions weekend, sponsored by Longines. So we have Leopards on Saturday at the earlier time at 12:40, eight races, last race 4:20. And then the Curragh course on Sunday, 1:45 is the first race there, and the last race 5:45. Packed with really good horses all the way through. Have to say, great card. Only slight disappointment was only four runners for a really big one tomorrow, the Irish Champions Stakes, but a really quality lineup there. But certainly an awful lot to look forward to, and hopefully we can maybe fine-tune the direction of a couple of winners. But certainly a great weekend for Irish racing, most important. And you know, I think it'll be all the kind of top jockeys, top horses, top trainers, everything you really would want there. Ground is pretty good as well. The weather's been reasonably good all the week. A bit of rain here and there, but not so bad at all. So ground is pretty good on both tracks, which is, you know, should be no excuse for any good horse there.
Yeah, that's right, Martin. Look, it should make for some really exciting viewing over the course of the 2 days. And you touched on the Irish Champions Stakes there, the Group 1 over 1 mile and 2 furlongs. Obviously, look, only four going to post, but it's going to make for a fantastic spectacle, because we've got all the leading lights in action here. St. Mark's Basilica will start as favourite for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore, but certainly won't have it all his own way.
Certainly won't indeed, Barry, and certainly he does deserve to be favourite, no question. He's been a really, really good horse this year. Of course, he was a winner of the Dewhurst Stakes last year. A bit of a surprise winner at the time. Took a while to win his maiden and that, but very, very good horse. And this year he really has exceeded all expectations, I would say. Good winner of the French Guineas, of course, giving Aidan O'Brien the first winner in that race. Also won the French Derby then, of course, over Mile and a Quarter in early June. That was also a first winner for Aidan O'Brien in that contest. And then I think he put up a really good performance in winning the Eclipse Stakes at Sandown. You know, beating the likes of Mishriff in really good style. Dave, of course, was third on that occasion. Mishriff, very, very good horse. He went on and won the Judd Monty International Stakes and is a hell of a good horse for John Gosden. So that really is top class for me. He's actually currently joint top rated horse with 127 of a rating with Palace Pier in the world at the moment. So you can see why he is the even money favourite. And, you know, you expect him to go very close. It's obviously interesting that Aidan O'Brien doesn't run any other horse in this race. Normally, he'd have three or four in the race and pacemakers and all that type of thing. But obviously, they feel confident that Mars Basilica should be able to deal with his three rivals here. But Poetic Flair is a very good horse to Jim Bulger's. He's had a tough season, but, you know, he's very good winning the English Guineas on fast ground. And then, of course, he put up a tremendous performance when winning at Ascot, the St. James Palace Stakes. The big question for him, will he get the Mile and a Quarter trip? Now, obviously, with only four runners, he obviously would have a better chance than it would be if there was maybe 10 or 11 runners and the race would run a strong gallop. And so, you know, there's no doubt the ground would be in his favour too. He loves that good, quick ground. So I expect a very bold show from him. He's a very, very good three-year-old. Now, he's been second in his last two runs, just got beaten by Poetic Flair last time in a race in France. You know, he's a really, really good horse as well, I think, and certainly won't go down without a fight. I suppose the question mark is about the trip. And then, of course, the other big one is Tarnawa for Dermot Wells and Colin Keane. Dermot Wells has never won this race in his glorious career. It started way back in 1972. He's won all sorts of races all around the world, as we all know, like Breeders' Cups, and he's also won the likes of Melbourne Cup twice, but he's never won the Irish Champions Stakes, although he has gone close on a couple of occasions. And Tarnawa certainly would give him a very, very good chance. She was a really good mare this time last year. She won three Group 1s, two in France, and then she won in America in the Breeders' Cup last November. Colin Keane rode her on that occasion, and she was very, very impressive in winning the Ballyroan Stakes on her only start this year. She's been purposely laid out for this race, and there's no question, I think, that she must go very close. I suppose just the slight question mark would be dropping back to a mile and a quarter. She does seem better at a mile and a half, but with only four runners, it's definitely going to be a tactical battle. The other horse, Patrick Sarsfield, is not a bad horse in his own right for Joseph Ryan, but it would be definitely have to be regarded as a surprise winner. It's a really, really fascinating battle. I think St. Mark's Basilica is probably the best horse. I would love to see Tarnawa win. I have to say that the heart would go for Tarnawa. I'd love to see her win for Dermot Well and Colin Keane, but I just feel that maybe St. Mark's Basilica might just be too good on the day, but it should be a cracking contest.
Yeah, it sure should. And Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore will have another strong favourite in the Matron Stakes over 1 mile. It's a Group 1 once again, and Mother Earth brings strong Group 1 recent form to the table here.
Yeah, absolutely, indeed, Barry. She's a very solid filly. This one, of course, won the English Guineas early on the season with Frankie Dettoria. She's been raced at Group 1 level the last five runs, two wins, a second and a third. She's very, very solid. Seems to go on soft ground, seems to go on fast ground. And I have to say that she's going to take the world a bit here. A nice draw as well under in stall two. Saying that, there's a good few decent ones against her. Shamper Zaliza won this race last year for Johnny Murta. She hasn't really been in the same form this season, but it did show, you know, more and maybe better form last time and second at the Curra, and you know, she could be coming back to her best. The English one, Ed Walker's Dream Loper, is not a bad animal in her own right. Rona Whelan takes a ride in that one, and that one certainly has a chance. But possibly the biggest danger, I think, is a horse called Pearls Galore. For Paddy Tomey, Dr. McDonald likes this one. Very, very improved filly, this one. Very impressive winner of the of a group race, the Fairy Bridge Stakes at Tipperary last time. And you know, she just has been steadily improving. She won the Brownstown Stakes as well. Slight question mark whether she'll get the mile, but I think it shouldn't be a problem at all. She's the one I think that might be is most likely going to chase home Mother Earth, but I do think Mother Earth should win. Empress Josephine, of course, she won the Irish Guineas on very soft ground, hasn't really reproduced that type of form, but could run better here. Pretty Gorgeous has been disappointing this year, has to be said. She was a good mare last year for Joseph Ryan, doesn't seem to have trained on, and she would need to come back to her 2-year-old form to really get involved here. I think Mother Earth will take the world of beating, but I do think Pearls Galore should certainly be the one to follow her home.
Brilliant stuff. We've got plenty of other exciting races throughout the card. Anything that catch the eye?
Yeah, I thought maybe in the second race, the 110, the Champions Juvenile Stakes. I like the Joseph Bryan's Maritime Wings. He's been taking on the very useful Pont Lonsdale. Now, Pont Lonsdale is going to be favoured for the National Stakes on Sunday at the Curra, which we'll be getting to later on. But Maritime Wings has done well, chasing him home twice, and I think he's quite good enough to win here in that 110 contest. There are a couple of useful maiden winners in this, like some Absolute Ruler for Dunnock O'Brien and Atomic Jones there for Geraldine's, and also Buckaroo winner at Galway last time for Joseph O'Brien. But I do expect Maritime Wings to win that. The other, a couple of other really good races, obviously on the card, the 210, Max Swing is an interesting one here for Jim Bulger, winner of the Irish Guineas on soft ground, and you know, has been running over a mile and a half, ran the Epsom Derby, ran the Irish Derby as well, but doesn't really, I think, get the mile and a half. Come back to a mile is not a surprise. The one thing he would really want, though, I think, Barry, is softer ground than he will get, so he could be a vulnerable favourite. He's around 3-1, 7-2 at the moment. He is a good horse, but I just have a feeling he wants very soft ground. There are a couple here against him, certainly Maker of Kings for Geraldine's, he'd be one that certainly would have a very big interest in. Also Fev Rover from Richard Fahey, this one was third in the English Guineas, hasn't ran for quite a while, but she has some very good form, and Billy Lee takes the mount in this one, certainly would have a good chance, although she has drawn wide in stall 12. The one I do like myself each way, those horse called Nord for Jessica Harrington, very, very solid horse this one. Chris Hayes takes the mount, third at Newbury over 7 furlongs last time, has been running at a very high level all season without winning at group level. I just think maybe a few euro each way and that one around 7 or 8 to 1 might reward some support. In the Paddy Power Stakes then at 3:15, Earls will be the favourite here for Johnny Murta. Has done very little wrong all season without the Gannon Little Stakes, and won well last time as well at the Curra over a mile and a quarter. I think he will get the mile and a half all right. They thought he was going to be a ledger horse early on the season. I think he certainly is the one there to beat in that 3:15 race. Two wide open handicaps then to finish off the card. The 4:20 maybe horse called Riot for Johnny Murta would have a good chance with Shane Kelly on board. Good tour at Galway or at the Dundalk on his first run for the stable, having come from England last year. Well, in the mile and six, at the mile and four handicap, the Patingo handicap, wide open race, this one. Some interesting ones here. Hook up, I think, with Ryan Moore on board for William Mullins, could be one that would give supporters a good run for their money. But certainly a great card, as I say. Lots of really good racing, and hopefully the punters will do well tomorrow and back in a couple of winners.
Yes, that's exactly it. And turning our attentions to day two, it's on to the Curra. It's a 1:45 start. Couple of group ones down for decision once again.
Yeah, four of them on the card together, and I suppose the feature is the Homer International Irish St. Ledger, of course, won the last 2 years by Search for a Song, so she's going to become the first horse to win this race 3 times in a row since Vinnie Rowe actually managed to do it on 4 occasions in the early 2000s. And she is a very, very good filly, this one, that comes around at this time of year. Dermot Weld has won this race on nine occasions in the past. He really is a master of this race. I do think she's an excellent chance again. She's had a very light campaign, it has to be said. Hasn't actually raced since finishing fifth in the Tartars Gold Cup against Helvig Dream on Guineas Weekend, and the ground was all wrong for on that occasion. A mile and a quarter and soft ground wouldn't be her bag at all. She's much better over a mile and six on good ground. I think she's got a very, very good chance here, although it does look a stronger race than last year, it has to be said. Joseph Bryan's Baron Samedi is a very good horse in his own right. Dream Ride for Dinah McGonagall, he's only a £3 claiming apprentice, but a very good one. He's going to be a champion apprentice this year. It's a great ride for him in a classic, and he gets on particularly well with this horse. He's got a very good chance. Sonny by a listen, of course, for Johnny Murta. This one was a very tough winner of the Ebor Handicap a couple of weeks ago in York. He only just won by a short head on that occasion. And for Ben Cohen, this is another great ride in a classic race. And he definitely has a great chance. He gets the trip well, much improved performer. While Twilight Payment is Joseph Ryan's other runner of the race. And he is a very, very good horse to Curragh, of course, winner of the Melbourne Cup last year. He loves the Curragh, must be said. He's won the Curragh Cup and race like this in the last couple of years. He won the Ledger Trial for this in good style, beating Prince and Zoe there a couple of weeks ago, and certainly has a great chance. Aidan O'Brien also would have to come into reckoning here, of course, with Passion. Ryan Moore takes the mount. Only won't run just at once this year, finished third in the Curragh Cup, but behind Auron Levine. Sure to improve on that, but probably would have to maybe would like to see more rainfall for that one, I think. As I say, a fascinating contest. I go along with Search for a Song. I think she might be good enough to complete the hat trick, but I certainly have great respect for the likes of Twilight Payment and Sonny by Listening.
That would be quite a story if she can complete the hat trick and in other feature races, Martin.
Yeah, the Darrenstown's still flying fire stakes. I'm not quite sure what will win it, Barry, but one thing I'll be certain about, I think it will be the English that will definitely win this. There's 13 runners in it, and they've got a really strong, a very good hand of sprinters here. I think Winter Power is definitely the one to beat. Tim Easterby's Flying Fitty. She was a very, very good winner of the Nunthorpe Stakes, it has to be said. That really was a crack winner on that occasion, and she's going to take the world of beating here at drawn 4 of the 13. Glass Slippers was a good winner this race last year for Kevin Ryan. If she'd only come right at this time of year, and she'd only had actually one run this season, I think she's been laid out for this, so she must go close again and has a handy draw in stall 8. Other ones there, Dragon Symbol has been very, very consistent for Archie Watson and Oisin Murphy in England. He's sure to be thereabouts. Well, the pick of the home team would have to be, I think, Gustavus Weston for John Murphy and Gareth Carroll. Very good horse, this fella. I just think he probably would like softer ground, which he is unlikely to get, but he is a very solid horse, and he would probably be the best of the home team, along with Mooney Esther for Jack Davison. It'd be great for him. He's only a young trainer, having his first runner at Group 1. She was a good winner last time at the Sapphire Stakes, and she is a very improved filly, but again, she just might be up against these English ones. I do think Winter Power could be one of the best of the weekend. The 2 2-year-old races in the Midler Stud Stakes and the Glass Vincent O'Brien National Stakes, very good races. There's a garter for Joseph Ryan then in the Midler, has done nothing wrong since been allowed made a running. She's made a run the last two runs, and she's won two group races. She was very good when winning the Debutant Stakes here over course and distance a couple of weeks ago. She must have a big chance. Well, Carter Good Joe for Gerald Lyons was very impressive winning a maiden here a couple of weeks ago. She was supplemented into the race during the week and must have a big chance under Colin Keane. While Dermot Wells' Homeless Songs was impressive in her Leopardstown, her only start, when she actually beat a Garta in June. And that form has worked out really well. So it'll be an interesting rematch between the two. I do think a Garta is a better filly now, and she might just be good enough to come out on top. In the National Stakes, definitely one of the best 2-year-olds we've seen for a while is Pont Lonsdale for Aidan O'Brien. This one is a sharp price favourite here, but he's certainly one of the things all his own way, Barry. Very, very good race this. He's unbeaten in 4 starts, and you'd imagine he certainly will take all the beating here. But Charlie Appleby likes this race. He's won it twice in the past with the likes of Porto and Pinatubo a couple of years ago. And this native trail, I was very impressed with him when he won at Newmarket last time. Showed a really good attitude. Only just got up in the last strides, but he did win a Group 2 race on that occasion. And William Buick comes over to take the mount. Hugo Palmer runs Ebro River. He already a Group 1 winner here in Ireland this year, over 6 furlongs, so I'm not sure about the 7. But Dermot Wells runs a very interesting horse called Duke de Sessa. Hugely impressive when winning a maiden at Curragh a couple of weeks ago. Earlier just got beaten at Galway. And Colin Keane takes the mount there. So Pont Lonsdale should win, but I wouldn't be taking the 2-1 or 6-4 on that they're offering at the moment. I do really expect Native Trail to put it up to them, and that could be a very, very interesting contest.
Brilliant stuff. So it really is a top class weekend of a race and action. Before we get to your best bets, just in terms of the big one across the pond at 3:35 in Doncaster, it's the St. Ledger, the English version, and the Hurricane Lane. Is he unbeatable?
Well, I suppose odds of 4 to 6, you would maybe expect so. He certainly is a very, very good horse indeed, Barry. The one slight worry, I suppose, he hasn't ran since July when winning the Grand Prix de Paris. Of course, good winner of the Irish Derby there at the end of June. Would be very quick ground, I think, might be slightly a bit of a question mark. And the fact he had a slight injury there, he missed his prep race a couple of weeks ago. I think he might just, he should win. There's no question that he definitely should win this. But there's a strong challenge, Irish challenge against him. Almost every other horse in the race is Irish, to be quite honest. Aidan O'Brien has launched a major attack on the race. And of course, Johnny Murta would be one that you would definitely have to respect with Ottoman Emperor. This horse is a much improved performer. Won minor race at Navan and those places early on in the season in Gordon Park. But I've seen him win there last time at Goodwood, where he beat Sir Lucan of Aidan O'Brien's, who again runs tomorrow in the Garden Stakes. And that was a very, very good performance. Johnny's having a great season, especially in England as well. He's won a couple of big races, and it would be a dream for him. He's around 11-2, 5-1 second favourite. I think there's no problem with the trip, and with young Ben Cohen is saying, exciting ride for him. He's got a great chance. High Definition, this has really been a most disappointing horse this season, has to be said. But in fairness to Aidan O'Brien, he hasn't lost the faith, because of supplemented him into this race last Monday, and Frankie Dettori rides him as opposed to Sir Lucan and a few other runners he has in the race. He just hasn't really produced it this year after winning the Bedford Stakes last year. Barry, he did finish a good third, I thought, in the Dante Stakes, but things have fell off since then, and he was most disappointing in the Great Vulture Stakes last time at York. He'd have to leave that form a long way behind to get involved here, but obviously they must be seeing something at home, because they wouldn't have supplemented him for the race. But I just think myself that he just, whatever it is he does at home, he just doesn't seem to do it on track. It's going to be hard to beat Hurricane Lane, but I'd love to see Ottoman Emperor go close. I think he's a rock solid each way better, maybe a better without the favourite.
Very good. And finally, Martin, best bet to the weekend?
Yeah, I suppose there's so many you could put in, Barry, and it's really, I think myself, I'd be very interested in Nord in that 2.10 at Leperstown on Saturday. I just think he has a rock solid chance. Of the other horses then, I think Mother Earth will definitely win the 140. I have to say that. I think she'd be around favourite. She'd be favourite, all right, but she's going to take the world of beating there. I do like the chance of Riot in that last race at Leperstown on Saturday. Curragh on Sunday, I do think Search for Song is a great chance in the Ledger. I'm going to go with her. I think she really has everything in her favour. And I do like Winter Power in that Flying Five. One other one maybe then for some of the handicap races, a horse there called Star Harbour in the last race at the Curragh on Sunday, 5:45. I think good each chance for Adam McGuinness and Colin Keane. But as I say, it's really a weekend to enjoy, and let's hope we get some great racing.
Let's hope so, Martin. Look, always great to hear your thoughts. Enjoy the weekend's racing action. So much to look forward to over the course of the weekend, and please God, we'll talk to you again next week.
No problem at all, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.